Attorney General Jeff Sessions angered many in Hawaii yesterday. He was speaking to conservative radio host Mark Levin when he criticized a ruling from a Hawaii federal judge that blocked President Trump's revised travel ban last month.
I really am amazed that a judge sitting on an island in the Pacific can issue an order that stops the President of the United States from what appears to be clearly his statutory and constitutional powers.
Well, that reference to Hawaii, an American state, as, quote, an island in the Pacific, is not going over very well at all on social media. And joining us to take a look at that and other stories this week is Danielle Belton, managing editor at The Root. Hi there, Danielle.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. Well, I guess okay. I mean, but give us the reaction to what the attorney general said. How are Hawaiians reacting?
Some would say that it caused an eruption of sorts all over Twitter. People were hot, like that hot magma lava over this. We had one user on Twitter, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, who wrote, "Somebody please remind ignorant Jeff Sessions where Pearl Harbor took place." You know, others were like, wait, so did the birthers just not realize Hawaii was a state? And user Mimi LaRoche tweeted, "Can we send Jeff Sessions on a 3-hour tour of an island in the Pacific?"
Well, the attorney general himself, or actually, you know what? I made a mistake there. The attorney general in Hawaii, the Hawaiian attorney general, has also taken to Twitter. What has he said?
He basically has come out against what Jeff Sessions has said.
Yeah, there's just this, this continued negative reaction here. I mean, it's hard to fully understand why the U.S. Attorney General would have said what he said, but apparently he's standing by it. Well, let's move on to the other big news of the week, and that is Bill O'Reilly's firing from Fox News. Of course, advertisers had been fleeing the show after the New York Times reported millions of dollars in payouts to settle various sexual harassment claims. And O'Reilly continues to deny the allegations. But there are reports that he's going to get a $25 million payout when he leaves Fox. So what is the reaction to that online?
I mean, it depends on, like, which side of Twitter you're looking at. For a certain segment of Twitter, it was a nonstop party. People Photoshop wigs on O'Reilly, making references to his dig at Representative Maxine Waters. People post old memes of O'Reilly, including his legendary jousting match with rapper Cam'ron, who taunted O'Reilly with "you mad," you know. And, you know, a lot of people pointed out that it took at least 5 women speaking up, $13 million settlement money over the years, and a New York Times investigation to out Bill O'Reilly. That it wasn't his past statements or his past actions, that it took like this, basically this avalanche of news to kind of take him out. But things were a little bit different on, you know, with more conservative Twitter users. It was a little quieter on that end. Mm-hmm. But some did have some things to say. I mean, basically, they accused the liberal media of conducting a conservative media purge. People said there was a liberal double standard, bringing up yet again Bill Clinton and his accusers in comparison to Bill O'Reilly. And others, though, chose to focus on celebrating his replacement, Tucker Carlson, tweeting, "It's Tucker time."
Huh, interesting. Well, in the minute and a half that we have left here, I want to talk with you about another story of the week. That's about Steve Stevens. He posted a video on Facebook where he allegedly killed an elderly man. That man was Robert Godwin Sr. in Cleveland. And police say that Stevens killed himself after a police chase earlier this week. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg did comment on the fact that the video was posted to Facebook at the company's developer conference this week. Let's listen.
"Our hearts go out to the family and friends of Robert Godwin Sr. And we have a lot of work, and we will keep doing all we can to prevent tragedies like this from happening."
Danielle, what's your reaction to that?
You know, it's interesting that, you know, Facebook took so long to catch this. I mean, the reality is, you know, the video was up for almost 2 hours. The second video where he actually is shown allegedly killing the man was up for nearly 2 hours before Facebook took the video down, claiming they didn't receive any reports until very late in the video being up. The third video, like, played to its completion before they heard a report and Facebook was able to act on it and take it down. It really shows the vulnerability here.
Yeah.
Of these particular mediums where, you know, anybody can hop on Facebook Live and put up a video at any given time. And unless the users flag it,
Right.
You know, there's with so many people on Facebook, there's really no way to catch it.
Well, Danielle Belton is managing editor at The Root. Danielle, thanks as always.
Thank you.